Hello, 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 everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, back with another episode. I pray that all is well with each and every one of you, that you're having a blessed week, a blessed day thus far. I want to talk about today, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Don't want to prolong the time. Want to just go ahead and get straight into it. Looking at 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, it's a very familiar, often quoted passage of scripture that reads, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." Humble, 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 humble. When I looked up the definition of what it means to be humble, it's defined as a spirit of submission. In other words, you know that you need my help, so get off your high horse, ask me, and allow me to help you. We say that we're seeking God, but how are we seeking God who's right here? He says that, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you even until the end of the world." But we're looking at everything and everybody else except him. "Pray and seek my face, and then turn from their wicked ways, and I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." God, I need you to fix it. God, I need you to do this. God, I can't see my way. God, I just need your help. Yeah, I need your help, but I'm more focused on the way that Sister So-and-so spoke to me when I walked into the church today. God, yes, I need your help, but I'm more concerned about the way that he looked at me when I walked by. God, my back is up against the wall. God, I can't make it without you, oh God. But yet and still, I'm mad because I just found out that person was not really my friend. They've been lying on me. They've been talking about me. They've been spreading rumors about me, oh God. But baby, let me help you right through here. If you were really seeking God, I mean truly on your face, as the scripture said, like a deer panted by the water, I seek ye. God will send somebody not only who has your back but has enough means to get you out of the situation that you're in, if we're seeking him. What are we going to do? Before I get too far, let us back up and let us address this thing right here. Who are the people that God is referring to within this scripture? Now let us look at this now. Deuteronomy 7 and 6 says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth." The latter part of 2 Corinthians 6 and 16 says, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people." Now, originally, when it all started, God was referring to the children of Israel. Ever. If we look at Romans 10 and 9, where it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. When I made the choice to accept the Lord as my personal Savior, I then henceforth became one of his people. As we come and grow in church, we learn that to be the ABCs of salvation. Accept, believe, and confess. What are you gonna do? If we just take a moment and look around, we see that prophecies are being fulfilled every day. And I can only speak for me. I can't speak for anybody else when I say that I need God like I've never needed him before. Lamentations 3 verses 40 through 41 reads, "Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven." I understand that we are undergoing a pandemic. However, the pandemic is not within us. I still know God to be for my one self who he is. I still know him to be Alpha and Omega. I still know him to be the beginning and the end. I still know him to be my risen Savior. And if we look at this instruction manual that God has given us, the Bible, he has given us the antidote to even overcome and conquer the pandemic. And if we want to be real and if we want to talk about it, I've seen more saints, I've seen more believers, I've seen more Christians blessed and lacking for nothing, even in the pandemic. But let us look at this thing now. Let us be mindful. Isaiah 55, 6 through 7 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." See, right around here is when it catches us. See, because it feels good, because we like it, we don't want to turn from our wicked ways, from our unrighteous thoughts. But baby, let me help you. I'd rather put it down than end up going to hell for something that tasted good for mere but a moment. Yes, I like it, but it's not worth eternal damnation. Turn from your wicked ways. God can and he will, but he's waiting. He's waiting on us to come to him. James 4 and 8 says that if we draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto us. But But before we get ahead of ourselves, we have to realize that we can't just come to God any old type of way. Our hearts and our minds have to be pure. It's like a child going to their parent asking for something. They better not walk up with an attitude, talking any kind of way, rolling their neck, saying what they want, what they will and won't do. You have to have the right approach when it comes to God. What are we going to do? We don't have time to play. We don't have time to waste. As the older people used to say, time is winding up. I can't go back and get yesterday. I can't go back and get last week. But as Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. It's time to make a decision. Old saying that says, I got my business straight. Tomorrow may be too late. What are we going to do? The choice is ours, the choice is yours, the choice is mine. It's time to get in alignment with God in what He would have for our lives. I love you all. I pray that you have a blessed week. I pray peace and health and joy more abundantly. And until next time.